Today on the Conservative Asian Podcast, we have learned nothing. Nothing. And especially within the last 2 years, we have learned nothing. All this and more on the Conservative Asian Podcast. So, one of the great things about COVID was that a lot of people were woken up to the idea that the government is bad. Okay? One of the good silver linings about the pandemic, about the lockdown, is that more people started to realize how bad the government is. More people started to realize how corrupt the news media is. More people started to realize all of these things. Right? And especially within the last 2 years or so, it grew exponentially. Right? It grew exponentially. And that's not to say that people have turned conservative or anything like that. That's not to say that they're going to necessarily vote Republican. But the notion to question, the notion to doubt, the notion to put your public servants back under a microscope, accountability, all of these things, that is the one silver lining to come out of this whole endeavor, is that people quite literally have woken up, have been brought out of this daze of government is good. Government is never good. You know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, as the saying goes. And I keep saying it on the show time after time, day after day, show after show. Don't jump to conclusions. Wait for the evidence. Do your own damn research. Okay? Out of all of this, anything and everything that has happened, the one main takeaway from it should be to do your own investigative research. You don't have to be some PhD fancy pantsy scientist. You literally have a wealth of knowledge at your fingertips. You literally have access to anywhere in the world at your fingertips. And yes, sometimes there are things out there that are incorrect, because we've cultivated a culture that thrives on attention rather than correct. Factual truth, right? I mean, with the age of social media came this brand new era of I live better than you, my life is better than yours, look at what I have, look at me pretend. And that has poisoned the waters, so to speak, when it comes to pretty much everything else. Why? Because it's social, right? Even though you're not face-to-face, even though you don't quote-unquote hang out with these people, you are receiving a type of messaging. And that messaging has become worse, more perverse, and unfortunately, there is not too much that we can do to stem that tide necessarily, right? It's going to take a lot. And the hard part about it is that people are already hooked in. And I'm speaking as that somebody as myself, right? I'm hooked in as well. And it's difficult. It's tough. It's hard. It's breaking an addiction. You know, there are a few times in my life that I've had to break free, if you want to use that turn of phrase. Food is one, multiple times. I've gone through different kinds of diets, and thankfully one diet or at least a few things have stuck the whole time. For example, we don't eat McDonald's, Burger King, Jack in the Box, Wendy's. We don't do that. We don't eat that. I'm very proud to say that I have not had McDonald's in over, wow, I think it's like 10, 8, something like that. It's been a long time since I've enjoyed a McDonald's. And I use the term enjoy very loosely. It's been a long time since I've had Burger King. It's been forever since Jack in the Box. So, you know, some of these stick. Some of these changes work. I haven't had soda in that long either. I make fizzy water, like seltzer water, and I call it soda because it's just carbonated water. But I haven't tasted a Coke, root beer, Diet Pepsi, Sprite, 7-Up, Mountain Dew, you name it. No. And it's fine. I don't miss it one bit. Where was I going with this? Yeah. Okay, so. What needs to stick out of all of this change, out of all of these things that have happened, what needs to stick is your resolve to look things up on your own and come to your own conclusion. Okay? Again, and it's going to take a lot of hard work sometimes, right? Because like I said, there's a lot of fluff out there. There's a lot of crap out there. There's a lot of people saying all kinds of stupid crap that people believe in without checking. Or they just repeat, and this is what mainstream media does, they just repeat some kind of blog or letter or one study and make it the gospel. Right? It's very, very important that you ask questions. And this is coming, again, from somebody who I put my nose, keep my head down, do the hard work from the very get-go, and then I ease up after. Like, that's my modus operandi. Like, in any new environment, in any new place, I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm not trying to be antisocial. I'm not trying to do any of those things. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to, in my own way, understand the job, the task, the environment that I'm in first. Because once I'm comfortable in that environment, then I'm comfortable. Right? So that's why working in this new place, like, it's a little bit weird because, you know, I'm surrounded by seasoned veterans. I'm surrounded by people who have been in the game. And in my own capacity, I'm nervous. I'm worried. I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to do the wrong thing. I don't want to make a mistake, right? And have these guys think that I'm an idiot. I think that's a dual thing. Right? So, I'm not saying that you have to be that way. But. When it comes to people calling things out, when it comes to these kinds of things of you know, questionable, whatever, because you're an individual, you need to do the hard work, or even some work, okay, to just look up, double check, find more resources that either confirm or deny the claims that are being made. And we've seen the retraction from mainstream media all within the last 3 to 4 months. Masks don't work. Masks are bad. Oh, now you need a mask. Oh, now masks don't work again. Oh, you should unmask. We should get rid of the mandates. All of this hypocrisy is going on, and they're using it by claiming that, oh, it's different now. Oh, it's different. It was never different. The virus was, the only thing different about the virus is that it was more contagious but less deadly. Right? Just look at the rollout of the vaccines. Look at how the messaging changed from the time that they were explaining the vaccines till now, over a year. Look at how much has changed. Right? So this is the kind of thing that needs to happen. And I'm not saying that you have to doubt everything, that you have to live your life as a conspiracy theorist and put a tinfoil hat on your head and all this crap. No. Live your life, but understand the why or the how you're doing it. Okay? We've made that choice. We've looked up. We've questioned the efficacy of the tests, of the vaccines, and here we are. We are living the consequences of our decision. We could have taken the easy way. The easy way would have just been to comply. We wouldn't have sacrificed our jobs. We wouldn't have had to sacrifice our money. We wouldn't have had to sacrifice our medical, our retirement. There is a lot at stake. We wouldn't have had to sacrifice some of our friends, our coworkers. Right? And I'm not saying that I necessarily love teaching, right? It's hard work. It's stressful. And especially here in Hawaii where we get paid pennies by comparison to the cost of living. And then ironically, I moved to a job that is paid even worse than pennies by comparison because one is salary and one isn't, right? But we made an educated decision. We try to do things the right way, hoping, appealing, doing all of these kinds of things. And we're being lined up so that we can file a lawsuit pretty soon against Emperor Ige, against the DOE, against the state, and against our union. We'll never have to work a day in our lives after this. Maybe. We'll see. But the point is, do your own homework. Do your own research. You see something that you think is questionable, look it up. Research it. Right? Find some articles online so that you can come to your own conclusion. Right? And then, once you have, fine. If it comes up in conversation, share it. Or if you want to just share your thoughts or opinions, go for it, I guess. I don't know. But know that once you do that, you are opening the door for people to come after you. Right? Just like on this podcast. Every time that I say something, I'm opening the door for somebody to come after me. Which is fine. Because I'm more than confident in the stances and the opinions that I have. Because I've done the work. I've looked up the terms. I've done the research. Right? Now, all of this to say that one of the worst perpetrators of this, and besides mainstream media, and besides all of this other garbage, okay, unfortunately, a lot of, I guess, to put it in a broad, general, light description, is a lot of misunderstanding and misinterpretation. Especially when it comes to the religious. And I'm in that camp too. I'm in that camp too of being in the same particular religious organization called Christianity. And yet, there are a lot of armchair Christians. There are a lot of keyboard Christians out there. There is a lot of Christian influencers, which is ironic because that's a paradox. Because they're not influencing anybody to Christ, a lot of them. They're influencing people to pervert Christianity in a lot of cases. So when it comes to the religious matters, or when it comes to Christianity, there are certain And it's actually written in the Bible. So there is no mistaking. There should be no misunderstanding when it comes to these kinds of things. Okay? It very clear in the Gospels, very clear. The first and greatest commandment is to love God. And the second is just like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. Okay? Jesus gives us the arguably second, it's only second because of the order, to go out throughout all the world and make disciples. Right? So, how do we do that? How do we do that? In our day and age, how do we... and many of philosophers, many of the religious people, many people smarter than I have pondered this question for generations. The simple reality is just live your life. That's it. Just live your life according to the Bible. First and greatest commandments, love God. Second is just like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Paul writes in his letters that, we ought to call out sin brother to brother. Calling out sin should be done in private. Paul warns of the misgivings of false teachers. Paul warns about the misgivings of... Pharisaical thinking. He rebukes Peter for separating the circumcised and the uncircumcised. When Christ himself said, there is no divide between Jew and Gentile. It says to stay away from the demonic. All of these kinds of things. And unfortunately, what's happening is that it's been that mentality and that idea of being wary and being cautious and being guarded has turned into some kind of idiotic perversion of the gospel. And part of it is the hypocrisy that's involved. Because there are some people out there. There are some people out there who will, and I've done this too, unfortunately, who will call out, oh, that's wrong, that's satanic, oh, that's demonic, I'm never doing that. But then participate in another different company that also believes unbiblical things, but you don't get on your little Christian soapbox to declare them satanic or unbiblical or unchristian. Right? What? And this is part of the biggest problem. And I was only enlightened to this fact only fairly recently. And I think that's why the dynamic of my understanding of religion and Christianity has changed a lot. It's because we can't use the Bible to convince somebody of the Bible. Right, we can't use something that somebody doesn't believe in to make them believe. Right, that's a little bit weird. Right, instead we ought to find the common ground, and work from there. Most of the time. That's why the story of the gospel is so important. It's because it's meant for everyone. Meant because we're all the same. And here's the part. We're all the same before God. And this is a hard truth, right? This is a hard truth that I am the same sinner. I am the same sinner as Anthony Fauci, Emperor Ige. God sees our sins. And there is no hierarchy of sin the way that we think of a hierarchy of crime, right? Okay? But again, that's where the beauty of the gospel comes in. because Jesus comes to take our place. Basically, right? That's a summation of the gospel. The tricky part is when people use their own personal convictions in order to manipulate other people. And we've experienced that firsthand. Firsthand, we've experienced that, unfortunately, within our church history. We've experienced that. And maybe that's why I'm more heightened to what's happening, or when people say and do these kinds of things. No. Do your own research. Even when it comes to who you think is a solid Christian, who you think is intelligent and is claiming something is demonic or satanic. I'll give you a good example of how you, I'll give you a good example. People love Nike. Nike has been around since forever, or it feels like it, I should say. It is no secret that Nike uses slave labor, or what we would consider slave labor, I should say, in China to make your fancy smancy shoes. Now, if you think that that is wrong, are you still buying Nike products? Better yet, I'll give you the religious example. Better yet, they created a satanic based or themed shoe, right? And this happened just last year. Nike thought it would team up with whoever, I don't even know, Lil Nas X, I think, or Travis Scott, one of them peoples, I don't remember. But they went out and said, yep, here's a Satan shoe, red, blood in it, awesome. Did you stop buying Nike? Did you get rid of all your Nike products? Did you stop representing that brand? And this is blatantly satanic. Did you stop? I don't know. Right? There is a disconnect in our world where the overlap, people misunderstand the overlap. So, my greatest example is a Venn diagram, right? Venn diagrams are perfect because you have a group of something in one, a group of something in the other, and sometimes those ideas or sometimes those categories can overlap. So, what's happening is, like in politics, for example, Christianity has no political party, period. Christianity is Christianity. Catholicism is Catholicism. Now, is there a high number of religious people in one political party over another? The answer is yes. Does that make the Republican Party or the Conservative Party religious, Christian, Catholic? The answer is no, it does not, because that's stupid. Right? But nowadays, we're conflating the two. And so what's worse is that there are people out there who conflate that same ideology with companies. Now, like in the example I gave with Nike, Nike has been outright satanic. But there are other companies out there who profess no religion. They are religiously neutral, religion neutral. But the problem is that the religious, the Christians, the Catholics, whoever, they overlap their Christian beliefs onto a certain company. Because, like the Venn diagram, right? Some of those things that a company stands for, that a company does, they overlap. They are a part of that special middle portion of the Venn diagram. But then they get it in their heads that that must mean this company, this organization, this business is Christian, Catholic, religious, whatever. And that is incorrect. That is a conflation of two separate ideas, right? Now, if an organization is declared religious, like say, for example, Focus on the Family. We talked about this controversy a little while ago, and then I stopped following Focus on the Family because I can't support a company or an organization, despite them being Christian. Despite the good work that they do, I can't support a company that would force the vaccine mandate on their employees. That's why I support people like the Daily Wire, because they stood up. They're not overly religious. They don't have a banner of religion across their company, but they stood up for the mandates, against the mandates, I should say. And they won. And yet, a true religious organization, like Focus on the Family, caved. So, stop supporting them. Stop following them. I stopped following Franklin Graham. I know, very, very dramatic. Ooh, Franklin Graham. Those of you in the know, you know who it is. I stopped following Franklin Graham because he was on a talk show or an interview, and he outright said that Jesus would take the vaccine. From then on, sorry, I stopped following Franklin Graham because that's not what I think the Bible says. Right? It matters. The understanding matters. Right? Context matters. And in these two examples, these are religious organizations, religious people, right? Standing up for something that is absolutely contrary to things that are in the Bible. Or things that aren't even said in the Bible. So if they're not even said in the Bible, why even make a claim? Which is also another fallacy of man and the perversion of the Bible and the gospel. But that's a whole nother thing, right? All of this to say, if you hear somebody calling out companies, calling out whoever, whatever, do the research. Look it up first. Don't just listen to some... I was trying to think of the word... but I don't want to get flagged, so I had to think of a new word. But do the research, understand, right? It's way more important that you formulate your own understanding and your own beliefs and your own convictions than to just go with whatever is being said. And again, we have been led astray, so to speak, for the last 3 years with coronavirus. We've been led astray for years prior to 2016, during 2016, and today. We have been led astray by certain individuals, certain organizations, certain groups, the government, mainstream media, all of that stuff. Do your own research. And if you come to a different conclusion, change your mind. Simple as that. But do not let yourself be swayed. Don't even let yourself be swayed by me. And I'm doing this. I'm telling you. I'm talking to you. I'm trying to send the message out to you. You can fact check me all you want. I don't care. That's how confident I am. I pray that you too gain that kind of confidence. This has been the Conservative Asian Podcast, and we'll catch you guys next time.